You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Episode 105, How to Create a Killer Coaching Business as your side hustle. The year was 2011. I was 34 years old, had three wonderful kids, still do, beautiful wife, day job, had been in that day job for probably 12 years. Here's the point. I was stuck. I was scared. I knew I needed to get out, but I didn't know how. Now you might say, Carrie, what do you mean? How did you know you needed to get out? Look, I knew there was a ceiling above me. I knew it. I knew that I had done everything I could. I had tried to implement all that was possible. But at the end of the day, I still had a lot of dreams inside me that I knew could not be expressed within my current setting. It wasn't a bad situation. In fact, they had tapped me to become the eventual successor of the entire organization. They told me, hey, Carrie, we want to announce you. We want to declare you as the eventual leader of this nonprofit organization, which was a church. And that's what I went to school for, bachelor's, master's, doctorate degree. I had a very long leash, meaning that they gave me a lot of freedom. These were good people. It was a good job. It was a safe job. Wonderful health benefits, wonderful time working with some fantastic people, helping people. A lot of my gifts were being used, and yet I felt like there was more. Today's topic is, right, how to create a killer coaching business as your side hustle. And I got to give some context to this so that you don't think mistakenly like, oh, you know, he was just chilling or he had nothing else to do or he was let go. I had all the signs pointing toward me like this was my future. In fact, family members told me you got a nice gig, keep it up. And yet I knew that something inside me was not fully alive. So today's session, I'm going to take you on that journey. I'm going to give you seven qualifications that you need to create a killer coaching business as your side hustle. Side hustle is a unique word. It's interesting when you look it up, but it could mean something that is a hobby. It could mean something that's your true passion, but it's something that you don't do as your main gig, right? It's on the side. And many times this side hustle is something that is new. It's exciting. It's possible. It's what could be. And I love to chat with people about this because so many times people feel stuck at their day job. They feel like they hit a ceiling. They feel like they've expressed all their creativity. They've tried to make it interesting and exciting, and it just can't work. And the first step I always tell people is don't just rush away from your day job. Don't just, you know, be that romantic person who says, I'm going to quit my day job and just start tomorrow and make things happen. I don't think that's wise, especially when you have loved ones that you're caring for. It could even be a pet. Okay. If that pet's dependent upon you, that's important. My point is this, that your side hustle is the perfect, let me say that again, the perfect venue to test your wings. When you leave a day job, it's a big investment. I mean, you're making a big, crazy adjustment and investment in your life. And here's the problem. What happens if you're wrong? What happens if you aren't cut out for it? Well, a side hustle is a perfect opportunity because check it out. You're still safe. You still have your salary and benefits, but you also have this ability to say, what am I really made of? What do I have inside me that could be possible? And that's what I did back in 2011. I started to get serious about coaching. I actually began taking on a few clients, and I announced to my organization in about a year's time. So let me say that again. About a year's time after I got serious about this, right around a year exactly, I had tasted enough freedom, enough excitement, enough life change in my clients that I said, you know what? I'm going to announce this to my organization and then begin a very clear timeline to transition out. After years, like I said, well over a decade. Today, I'm going to share that story with you. Today, I'm going to share how I created a killer coaching business as my side hustle. I think it's easier to do that when you still have a day job. When you don't have a day job and you're the main breadwinner of your family or they count on you, there's some pressure. Some of that creativity goes away where you just know that it's do or die. It's, you know, the window of opportunity is shutting and you need to make this happen quick. That's a lot of pressure. It's possible. Don't get me wrong. Many of my clients that I coach today, that's just the situation that they're involved in. They're informed that they have a short window and they're going to be phased out or transitioned out or whatever. Or maybe their job was eliminated and then the pressure's on. It's possible that way. But when you create a side hustle, what's awesome is that this is all extra income. So it's done in the extra time that you have. Of course, you have to say no to certain things. And again, I'm going to give you this list of seven very shortly. But the point is that the creativity that you have is fantastic. You put it this way, it's a double-edged sword. When you don't have any other options, pick up the remote, pick up the Xbox, go distract yourself. Okay, I get it. But I didn't have that luxury. This is the first point that I'm making, all right? The first point that I'm making is back in 2011, I said the time has started. The deadline is created. I literally wanted to go pro in about a year. And I knew that because the writing was on the wall. I couldn't hang out there forever. By the way, I said no, that I didn't want to be the eventual successor. So the timeline did kind of start, okay? No, I don't want to be declared as the successor. However, I'll still stay here. Well, in my mind, and I'm sure in their mind, although they were great, fantastic people, loved them to death, the point is that we knew the writing was on the wall. Like, I couldn't stay here forever. And so I got very serious. And it was a side hustle. There was energy expended. I was intentional. I wasn't here to mess around. I wasn't here to just soak in information. I was intentional about taking whatever I learned and implementing it immediately. And that's my hope and prayer for you. My hope and prayer for you right now, wherever you're at, whether this is being listened with the luxury of having a side hustle, or if the timer has started for you and you know you got 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever, to make this thing work, or you got to go back and do something that you're probably not that passionate about. My point is still the same. This podcast episode is dedicated to you. You hold a special place in my heart because I've been there and I get it. Another episode you might want to listen to, it's our most downloaded episode ever, episode 66, How to Make Fast Cash as a Professional Coach. And the subtitle is Kicking Your Coaching Business into High Gear Overnight. And I dedicated that specific podcast episode to a man who was at one of my Igniting Souls fellowships. It's a free once a month gathering in Ohio. If you go to carryoverrunner.com, it's a great page. I'll reference it later on as well. But the point is this, you could scroll down and see Igniting Souls Fellowship, and that's our once a month free gathering. Even if you're not in Ohio, you can still register and you can watch via live stream. We usually have anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 people watch the live stream. So last month, by the way, all these are archived at the Facebook page. If you go to Carrie Oberbrunner, don't go to my personal profile. Go to the author page and click under videos, and you will see the last bunch are all recorded for you. Last month was 6 tips to get your first product or program online, to basically sell your first product or program online. It's a great episode. Gave you 6 fantastic steps. I'm here to serve. I'm here to see you grow. I want to see you as a soul on fire. And that's why I'm doing this. So today, we are going to go over the literal word coaches. I'm going to give you a C, an O, an A, a C, an H, an E, and an S. And I'm going to teach you what I wish I knew when I was in my side hustle. And I hope you take these 7 steps and I hope you apply them. And I'm also going to share something pretty cool at the end as well. So here we go. We'll start with the first letter, which is letter C. Okay. The number one thing that you need when you're doing a side hustle is clarity. You've heard me say this so many times. Clarity attracts, confusion repels. So many times I meet people and they are not clear. And I can pick it up. I can sense it. I can feel it in a second because I was there. I can pick it up on social media. I can pick it up on a tweet, on a blog post, on a podcast, on a conversation. I can tell whether someone is clear or not, and so can you. And when you're not clear, you will literally repel future coaching clients. You just will. I have a confession. Right now, I'm sitting in a room in a public place. I'm surrounded by glass on 2 sides of the room. The other day, I was doing a webinar, and I was so fired up and so excited that, no joke, a lady comes to the door, slips under a piece of paper. I thought I was in trouble. I just kept going. I finished the whole webinar. I get up after the webinar. I go to the door, and there's a piece of paper, and I should read this thing. Oh, I want to read it. Hang on. I'm going to read this thing for you. Let me get there. But it was on a little piece of paper, and I took a picture of it because I just thought, I'm going to keep this forever. I threw away the hard copy, but I kept the picture. And I'll tell you why I'm reading you this, because even when you don't think people are listening, like me, I totally didn't think this lady was listening. I mean, gee, you know, I'm surrounded in a room, you know, who can hear me? She says, "Hello, I could not help but overhear your session. I am curious and would like to learn more about what you do. Please contact me," number and email, and her name, which was Pam. I emailed this lady back. She was incredibly curious about the frequency and energy and clarity, she said, that I was speaking with. Clarity attracts even through walls. You might say, "Carrie, are you being absolutely serious? Come on, man." Look, I'm telling you, you can go to some previous podcast episodes. I forget, it's almost like a year ago, but it was called something like How to Pick Up a Client Anywhere or something like that. Johnna Lee came on. Johnna Lee was someone, a stranger, that I sat with on an airplane. Okay. I picked up a client who's done multiple years of business with me. I've coached her. She's joined our author program. She's faithfully come to the conferences. The point is this: I can pick up a client anywhere, not because I'm all that. Trust me. I'm bald with a girl's name. Okay. Bald guy with a girl's name. The point is this: I'm incredibly clear. I don't go around publicly and look for anything from anyone. I just don't. I absolutely don't. What does that mean? I don't go to networking events where I need something and, hey, can you pass around my card and I'll exchange yours. And I'm not against networking events. One of my friends runs a very successful one named Chris. Awesome dude. But here's my point. Just the other day, you know, someone came up to me, a guy after my Igniting Souls Fellowship, and says, hey, you know, will you do lunch with me? And I'm pretty interested in joining your program that you talked about today, but maybe we can do lunch and you can convince me why I should join. I smiled, very nice guy. I wasn't a jerk, but I said in so many words, I'm just cutting to the chase here. I said in so many words, I can't do that for you. And he kind of looked at me like, what are you talking about? I'm a potential client. And I said, you just spent 90 minutes listening to me share about the program and give you value. And it turns out he had told me earlier that he's been following me online for quite some time too. I said, look, I can't convince you of anything. And he kind of looked at me and I said, nah, I can't. Nobody can convince anyone of anything. I'm convinced of that. So the point is this, you have all the information you need. And he kind of looked at me and I said, look, life is a risk. When I open the door in the morning and walk outside the front door, when I open my eyes in the morning, it's a risk. Life is a risk. And he knows all the information he needs. And I said, look, how old are you? And I forget, he said something like 58. I said, you are at a crossing point in your life. You can look at your life and say, have the things that I've done in the past 58 years led me to be who I want to be and do what I want to do? And if the answer is no, then my friend, you need a change. If the answer is yes, then God bless you, move on. And he kind of listened some more, and I just do not have the bandwidth at all anymore to take on, you know, lunch sessions and chatting times and, you know, complimentary coaching sessions. Those aren't bad when you first start. I don't have the time. Now, did this gentleman join my program? No. Am I bummed? Am I worried? I actually haven't thought about it until this moment when I started talking about him. I haven't. Because the point is this. Let's see here. In the last week, I've had 22 people join a program of mine. Like literally, just 22. Those are the people that I want to invest in because they understand my clarity and they're attracted to my clarity. This other gentleman was repelled. Now, you might say, Carrie, how does clarity repel? It repels people who don't want clarity. Let me say that again. Clarity repels people who don't want clarity. Now, how many times have you met with someone who, quote, wants to pick your brain? Whenever I get that email, I cringe because they don't know what they want yet. I always push back and I say, you know, in so many words, either, hey, come to an Igniting Souls Fellowship, you can experience what I have to offer there. Or I say, I basically force them to clarify. And if they can't, then why would I meet with them? Why would I meet with someone who doesn't know what they want? Because at the end of our hour, they won't know what they want. They have no filter. James Allen says, until thought is linked with purpose, there is no intelligent accomplishment. If they don't have a purpose for meeting and a filter whereby I'm going to share my information with them, it's not going to be profitable for them or me. And when you are an entrepreneur, your time is limited. An hour or two with someone else will basically destroy your ability to recoup that time forever. I got to share this other story. This is going to be a longer session just because I care. I really care. I really think this is an important episode. Just the other day, I was asked to be on a board, and I knew within 60 seconds what the answer was. I just knew. I knew the answer was no. I love this organization. They're a fantastic organization. I'm involved in this organization. I support this organization. But being a board member, after I asked two clarifying questions, I already felt in my gut it was a no, but I asked two clarifying questions and the answer was no. But rather than be a jerk or something like this, I said, well, send me the information. Because again, I care about these people. I love these people. And they sent me the information and said, pray about it. Well, just to be honorable, I read through the information, you know, skimmed it very quickly. And again, the answer was a resounding no. And I said that in a very kind and honoring way. And I think they were shocked how in less than 12 hours, because this was a nighttime call, a morning response, how I had that clarity. My point is this, you need clarity. If you are going to be a coach who has a side hustle business, that's a killer business, you need clarity. I'm looking right now at an article by the Harvard Business Review. I believe it's free online, this article. It's called What Can Coaches Do for You? It's the CBR Research Report, Harvard Business Review. And in the business review, it says, out of all the reasons why people hire a coach, the almost top reason, okay, it just misses the top slot by 4%. But at 61%, people say, clear methodology. And I won't say 61%. I will say that 61% of the people surveyed, that this was their top one, if you will. Clear methodology. This means when you sit down with a potential coaching client, just like I sat down with John Lee, or this woman heard me through the glass or whatever, I am incredibly clear. I say that if we are going to engage in a coaching session or a coaching relationship, here is the methodology that I am going to lead you through. I don't say, we're just going to sit down and have a little chat, you know, and shoot the breeze and ask a bunch of questions. Look, I get coaching is about asking clarifying questions, but you need to have a filter and you need to be leading them to an outcome. Now, I have people who will go toe-to-toe and disagree with me, and they will say, when you come into a coaching session, you need to have a blank slate and all this stuff. Look, the point is this. I've been a coach for a lot of years. I have, no joke, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of coaching clients. Many of you are my coaching clients in one of my programs. I never come and say, let's just shoot the breeze. Let's just chat. Let's just talk. Let's just hang out. Let's just ask questions. Your time and money is very important to you and to me. And I'm going to respect you enough to be incredibly clear. So number one, this means that you need to show up, filled up. You need to not be so weak I'm just going to share passionately today. I just have to, because I know that some of you are on the precipice of a breakthrough. And I get it. When I first started, I had low self-esteem. I lacked my confidence. I doubted my ability. I had done 2 graduate degrees, a master's and a doctorate in fields that had nothing to do with what I was going to coach in. Do you think I doubted myself? Absolutely. Oh, wow. Absolutely, I doubted myself. But I did all of my work internally before I showed up anywhere, online, in emails, on planes, at parks. I've literally picked up a coaching client from a park pushing a swing with someone else pushing a swing for their daughter and me for my daughter. I've picked up clients everywhere, because everywhere people have needs. And there's this little cultural thing that says, oh, when you're at a party, when you're at a park, when you're on a plane, you show up half full, and the other person shows up half full, and you shoot the breeze, and you talk about the game, or you talk about the election, and you talk about whatever, the stewardess, the pilot, and the airplane, what it is like to travel. I don't have time for trivial conversation. And when you shift that in your brain, and you do show up to serve, remember, selling is serving, and marketing is storytelling. When you show up in that frame of mind, you are different. People say, what was that? Because remember, the amount of people who have been coached is very, very rare. Most people have not ever been coached, and therefore you don't talk about coaching. You don't say, you know, I'm a coach. Oh, well, what is coaching? Well, coaching's kind of like this. Talk, 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 talk. You don't talk about coaching, you coach them. That one little point is gold. You need to underline that. If you are an aspiring coach or a coach, you don't talk about coaching. You coach them. Why? Because that's serving, and serving is selling. At the end of their 20-minute or 30-minute or hour session with you, after you've coached them, you don't have to say what you do. It's kind of like a doctor. You know, someone walks in with a gash and blood is pouring down their head, and you're talking to them and you notice the blood, and they notice the blood, and they say, what do you do? Well, I'm a doctor. Oh, really? Really? Where'd you go to school? Well, I did my residency here and this and that. Well, what kind of doctor are you? Well, you know, da 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 da. And I've written these articles in these medical journals. Come on, folks. How do you get a client? You notice blood dripping down their head, and if you're a doctor, you take care of them. And then as they're all bandaged up and the bleeding stops and they feel better, they turn to you and say, wow, that was amazing. You know, I'm not really happy with my doctor that I normally have. I'd like to go to you. This is how it happens. Clarity. Wow, I got to go quicker. I'm getting excited here. This is a passion of mine. It really is. And you are a passion of mine. That's why I'm sharing this with you. The O, ownership. Ownership. You are the billboard. What do I mean by that? I am going to hit you upside the head. Because I had to hit myself upside the head. Clients do not want perfection. They want authenticity. They want honesty. But they want to follow someone as a coach who is leading the way. What does that mean? some of you may be 30 pounds overweight. Now, what do I mean by that? I never talk about weight. I'm just being honest. I never talk about weight on my sessions. I don't see people as body sizes, body shapes. I don't. Here's my point. Your future client does. If you're sitting with someone and they're telling you how they're going to coach you to basically experience personal and professional success, and you're walking down the, what do you call that? I don't even know what that's called. The corridor at the airport, and you're breathing heavy and you're out of breath because you're wheeling your suitcase and you can barely move and you feel like you're going to have a heart attack. And then you say, oh, here's my business card. You know, let me help you. And they can tell you're in pain by wheeling your suitcase up the little thing. And you can tell. I'm just saying, that means that you haven't taken ownership. The O is ownership. There were gaps that I knew I needed to close, not to be perfect, but to realize, you know what? I am the billboard. I am the billboard for my clients. And if I am telling them that I can help lead them to clarity in their own lives, but I have major gaps and major blind spots in my own life, there's a problem. For some of you, it has nothing to do with weight. It has to do with whatever, anger. Other people, it has to deal with communication. Other people, it has to do with spiritual life. The point is this, you don't have to wait till you're perfect before you get a coaching client, but you will get better clients and get more clients when you have a life that people look at and say, you know what? I see the flaws. I see the gaps. I see the issues. But you know what? What they have is compelling. What they have is something that I want too. And they got it. And so I know how to find it. And they have a clear methodology. And I'm going to go try it out. Look, another example is this. You go online and you look at Twitter, and you see in someone's biography on Twitter, you know, their little description, you see social media strategist or something like that, social media guru. And then you look and it says 5 followers. I'm just saying, whether it's weight or social media or relationships, or spirituality, or finances, parenting, whatever. If you and I have major gaps, major flaws, we need to close those gaps before we believe and think that we can be a stellar coach. Now, if you're going to wait till you're perfect, you're never going to be, so you're going to wait your whole life. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about repeated patterns that come up. Have I known coaches that have had major flaws? I'm talking major flaws and still been good coaches. Yes, I really have. I'm not even joking. I absolutely know of one coach who is just, actually I know a bunch of coaches who have crazy flaws, like crazy flaws, like the most crazy flaws you would believe. You could create a reality TV show about it, but they're still effective coaches. Here's the point though, at what expense? And could they be better? Absolutely. Look, this isn't like you are a brain surgeon saying, I went to med school, I performed these many surgeries, I can do it. Coaching isn't just this simple thing where it's mechanics and skills. Coaching, right, means self-mastery. It means that you are doing it. This is why Chet and I had this talk recently. Chet, my former coach of many, many years, over a decade. And Chet and I were talking about how hard it is to work out. And he turns to me, because now we're, quote, colleagues. And he turns to me and says, but Carrie, we're pushing our clients and we're helping them be better. And we need to lead the way. That's a coach who gets it. Just like if you're in the military and you want respect of your soldiers, like I have friends in the military, they walk the talk, right? They do it. There's just something about leadership that says, model what you expect in the people that are watching you. So please hear me say that C is clarity, O is ownership, A is action. I'm talking about action on a few different levels. Action meaning you take action. Meaning, look, there's this thing called the law of diminishing intent, which basically was created by Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn said that the longer you wait to do something that you know you need to do, the less likely you will ever do it. Law of diminishing intent. It says right now that if something in this podcast either has piqued your interest, is teachable, is something that you need to be taught, is relevant, if you don't implement that within the next 24 hours, the next 24 hours will go by and the amount of potential that you have to implement that goes in half. And then another half, and then another half, and then pretty soon you're not going to do it. That's how we are as humans. That's how you become an outlier. When I meet somebody, if I'm thinking correctly, I follow up with them so fast. People tell me, like, wow, why? Because nobody does that. Everybody waits 1, 2, 5, 10, 2 weeks. Oh, I lost your business card. I lost your number. And you want to be my client and you're excited to be my coach? Not at all. I say often that people reveal themselves at the point of sale. Meaning, if you have something for sale and people try to, you know, let's say you're a professional coach and people try to discount you and they're high maintenance and they ask for deals and they, you know, rake you over the coals and they want to, you know, give you the 55-point interview. They revealed themselves at the point of sale. You might not want to take them on as a client because you have two of those and your life is crazy. Here's my point. People also reveal themselves at the point of contact. When you meet somebody and you can serve them, I try to do it right away. Absolutely. It takes 2 minutes. Why not shut down what you got going on right after you meet somebody and do a quick follow-up? That will be such a refreshing feeling that many times you will become the outlier for these people. They will say, if this person cares this much, if this person is this hungry, we're going to talk about that in a moment, but they took action. They took action. So you want, as a coach, to be clear, you want clarity, you want ownership, you want action. You take action, and you will also take on clients who take action. If I'm highly invested in somebody, I mean highly invested in somebody, and they don't take action, I'm mad. I'm ticked because I care more than them. I mean, I don't just take on a high-level client just to cash a paycheck? What do you think? Now, if I take on a high-level client, I'm highly, highly invested in that client. And I am going to push them and make sure that I can do everything I can to get action out of them. I've fired clients before. I have. I've fired clients and I've refused to take on clients because they don't take action. Life's too short. I get it. Do we want to be people of grace? Absolutely. Do we want to, you know, understand people's situations? Yes. But the point is this. If your clients have a repeated pattern of saying one thing and doing another, they're out of integrity. They are unbelievable, literally. They're not worthy of belief. And anytime I have a client that is not worthy of belief, I can't coach him anymore. Because as a coach, I 100% believe in people. I do. I tell people in the beginning, borrow my belief. But what impresses me is when people take action. Those are the people I'm looking for. That's the type of person I want to be. All right, let's go to the next C. Commitment. When I was taking a serious look at becoming a full-time coach, speaker, and author, I wasn't dabbling with this. You have to remember, 6 years ago, I had a one-year-old, a three-year-old, and a five-year-old. That's serious stuff. That's not something you just joke around with and say, well, you know, daddy's going to kick around something and try it out and leave everything that he knows of 12 years just to take a shot. No, not at all. In fact, I had deep, trusted friends try to talk me out of it, but I was committed. If you want to create a killer coaching side hustle, you need to be committed. This means that you don't just say, well, you know, I sent out an email. You know, I sent out an email, Carrie, and they didn't respond back. So I guess I'm not going to be a coach. You pick up the phone and you call them and you give them a 15-minute coaching sample on the phone. There's a guy named Joel Kessel. And if you go to joelkessel.com/Carrie, K-A-R-Y, so that's Joel, JoelKesselel.com/Carrie. I was speaking. He just shared this the other day. If you want to see it, watch the last Igniting Souls Fellowship. I just brought him up because I was going to highlight him for something else. But he said, you know what? I met Carrie a little over 5 years ago. It's right around 5 years ago. I spoke that day to 60 people. I gave a great talk on leadership. Before the session started, I went to table to table to table, shook hands, asked who the people were, met them. Why? Because I care about people. People tell. People can tell that stuff. But anyway, I gave my heart that day. I shared everything I had, printed out handouts. I mean, gave everything. Didn't even get paid for this particular one. Whatever. Maybe had a few books in the back for sale or something like that. But at the end of the session, I said, you know what? If you like what you heard today, and if you would like a complimentary coaching session, I want you to take out your business card and write the word leader on it. And I'll come around afterwards and I'll collect them. And I promise I will follow up with you. And I will see how I can serve you more. That day, I think there were maybe three. For sure, two, maybe three. Think about what I just said. And by the way, I can't say for sure that I said that there would be a complimentary coaching session. I think what I actually said was, if you like what you heard today and you would like me to follow up with you and talk about how I can help you or your business, write the word leader. I forget the exact close. It was something like that. Here's the point. Three people gave me their business card. I called all three immediately, like that day. Later that day, hey, thanks so much for your business card. I had a blast this morning. I hope you did too. I'm just calling as a follow up. Love to come and chat with you for, you know, 30 minutes, 60 minutes. See how I can help you in your business. There's no pressure, absolutely at all. I want to find out more. And if we're not a great fit, that's no problem. But if we are, we can talk about what that might look. Out of all those people, one person, one. one out of 60 or 65 people responded back, took me up on it. Joel Castle today. Joel is a changed man by his own words. He's a changed man. I was committed. He was committed. This wasn't a gig I was just going to mess around with. I took Joel on as a client. Did I feel intimidated? Absolutely. Did I feel like I knew fully what I was doing? No. I just made it happen. And I served. And I just kept showing up and growing and learning. And Joel kept growing and learning. He's still a client today. He's a client. And he's on fire. He's created his own courses. He's got his own clients. In fact, I send clients to him now. That's another thing. You know, clients become clients begin tearing it up, begin making it happen. They become my referrals. Hey, you need this? Go talk to my client. He's fantastic. She's fantastic. That's how it happens. Commitment. H is hungry. Hungry. Hungry to invest first in yourself. If you say you're going to be a coach and you don't have a coach, or you've never been coached, or you say, you know what, will you buy my program, and you haven't invested in yourself, that's hypocrisy. I see this all the time. I see this all the time. People are bummed, they're frustrated, they're confused why other people won't buy from them. And you look at them and you ask questions, and if they're being honest, they haven't invested in themselves. Back in 2011, I knew I had major gaps. I knew I had never taken a business class in my life. I had never taken a marketing class in my life. I had never done an MBA. I had never been a business owner. You talk about people that were intimidated. It was absolutely me. I knew I wasn't qualified, and I knew others knew. All they needed to do was Google me. The point is this, I didn't care. I said, I'm just going to start growing and learning, and I started growing and learning massively. And it wasn't just by buying everything and doing everything. It was taking one principle and applying it and just squeezing every last drop of value I could from that one principle. And once I had mastered that one principle, I went on to the next one and studied it and mastered it, and then squeezed every last drop and went to the next one. Pretty soon people are saying, like, wow, you've got some depth to yourself, because everybody's sick of the soundbite that everybody else is saying. Just like the Johnny Cash video from Walk the Line, right? Where he was auditioning and Sam Phillips wasn't buying what Johnny was selling, because Johnny was selling what everybody else was saying and he hadn't internalized it. Finally, Sam Phillips pushes back and Johnny gets hungry. Johnny had a song inside him. Johnny had spent time doing his own music, writing his own songs. This was a hungry dude. He just didn't feel like people would buy it. But people will buy you when they see the hunger that you have inside. Because you can't reproduce that. You can't just buy that. People say, what is going on with this dude or this lady? It's crazy. And they want it. They don't want to disconnect with someone who they know, like, and trust. Someone who's a servant. Someone who's a storyteller. Someone who's authentic. They want more. They want you. All right. E, example. Example. I had Chet Scott as my example. I had been around the block before. I had actually sat in coaching sessions with him. I had seen how he had done it, and I knew I could do it. I mean, I didn't know I could do it as good as Chet. In fact, I thought, gee, this guy's amazing. But I saw examples, and I thought, you know what? I think I could do that. In the beginning, I didn't really think I could, but then after a time, I said, I would, you know, I was thinking that exact thing, or I was thinking of taking it there. And from examples of coaching, I grew big time. And Chet was a gracious, generous leader who allowed me to shadow him and allowed me to grow. And then S, support. I had a support system. I had Chet. I had some other trusted people that were for me, that I knew were on my side, that were truth tellers, my wife included, David included. And these truth tellers, I felt their support. And if I got down, they just built me back up. And if I needed encouragement, they gave it to me. And if I needed a kick in the pants, they gave it to me. The point is that I was around a supportive system. If you want to create a killer coaching business as a side hustle, let me repeat and then I'll share something pretty cool. What you need is you need clarity. You need to show up filled up. You need a clear methodology. You need to be clear with your offer. Everything. Clarity attracts, confusion repels. Number two, you need ownership. I'm not saying you need to lose weight if that's not your deal. I'm saying whatever you're selling people, if you are not walking the talk, they will be able to sense it and pick it up. They are intuitive. And I'm not saying you got to be perfect, but I am saying that you are the billboard for your coaching business. And if you have not taken ownership of your junk, your gaps, your blind spots, it will show. Number three, action. You are an action taker who attracts action takers. This has everything to do with following up. It has everything to do with seeing a lesson that you need to appropriate and apply in your life. You take action. You don't leave things undone. C, commitment. You are committed to this thing. It's not a walk in the park. It's not a little thing you're going to test and try out. This is either your back's against the wall and the timer has started, or you're serious. You have a 1 to 2 year plan or less of going pro, and you're serious, and you're going to take this thing without being casual about it. H, hungry. You are hungry to invest in yourself. You're hungry to grow. You're hungry to learn. You are hungry to apply before you go and take the next thing. E, example, you have someone else around you who is an example, a good example, not someone who talks about their successes, but you can see their successes. Someone who's a good example, who might even give you examples of what coaching sessions look like and help you along the way. And then the last S, the last letter, which is S, is support. Someone who's going to be a truth teller, who's going to encourage you, who's going to call you out and give you resources and tools. Well, here's the point. Why am I so passionate about coaches? I am committed to building with David the best, not the biggest by any stretch, the best coaches, speakers, and trainers, the ones who are part of something amazing. We are serious about this, that within the last year, we basically shut down large portions of our business and said four times a year, we're going to open up our teams. And if people want to join our team in a non-open period, forget it. Sorry, it's not open. Because we're focused on our business. We're focused on growing our current coaches. And we don't have time to just, you know, always be taking on more people. So four times a year, we open it up by application only. And we only open it up for a week or less Again, we are action takers. If people got to think about it, and, you know, just waste time, we're not into that. We're not into time wasters. We're into people who want to make a difference. So I did this podcast to serve you, to see if coaching is a side hustle for you. If it is, fantastic. If you have everything you need, good luck and go for it. But like me back in 2011, if you knew that the writing was on the wall and you knew you wanted to create something amazing on the side, I am going to invite you right now, literally right now, to go to carryoberbrunner.com. carryoberbrunner.com. On that page, if you scroll to the bottom, you can see that we have three different applications. We have an application for your secret name. We have an application for Deeper Path. And we have an application for Dream Job Coaches. We also have a tab where you can see all of our coaches. These coaches are from all around the world, many different countries. We have male, we have female, we have people who are certified on all three of our programs. I'll explain each one here in a second. But the point is this, that we open this up today, meaning when you hear this podcast, it's open. And then we will take applications. We will literally approve those. We have a team ready, some of our staff and me, and we will review these applications very quickly. The questions are very simple, very pointed, and we will know very quickly who is in and who is out. We have limited spots. Our previous applicants, we had many people on a waiting list, and I just told those people earlier today, like, look, we're going to be opening this up via the podcast and the newsletter, and so we will be having many, many applications come through. I want you to seriously consider applying. I'll tell you why. This is unlike any other coaching program. Let me just go over a few of the things. We include worldwide certification, meaning you can speak, coach, and train any individual or group anywhere in the world using the curriculum, the products, and the content that you're certified on. Your secret name, which focuses on identity, who you are. The deeper path, which focuses on purpose, why you're here. Or dream job, which focuses on where you're going, direction. So each one is different. Each one I've spoken all over the world on. Slide deck, handouts, curriculum, workshops, seminars, everything. And all that I've gained and created is yours. Number two, total profit. This is not a kickback program where I get a kickback for your honorariums, your client fees. You keep 100%, literally every single dime of what you make from any talk, any team, any coaches, clients, I mean. Every single thing that you make from being a speaker, coach, and trainer, you keep. Daily support. I am in every single day available to help you. This is one of the major things that I block in my life is you. And as a speaker, coach, and trainer, what do you need? Tips, tools, tactics. How do you want to release your business? Do you want to work on individuals? Do you want to work on groups? Do you want to work on nonprofit? Do you want to work on for-profit? Do you want to work in school systems or in government? What do you need? How can I help? And I offer that daily support. Video training. So I literally give you a front row seat and you see exactly how we run our own events, coaching sessions, and programs. Just like I said that I had Chet to help me, I help you so that you can literally see what it looks like, and you don't have to guess. Audio training. You might say, Kerry, I'm commuting. I'm busy. You know, great. We have literally over 100 hours that are all categorized where I am coaching our teammates on different components of their business. So social media, boom, session on that. On how to leverage networking events, boom, it's there. On how to pitch high-level, high-profile corporate gigs, it's there. All the things that you need are categorized. Again, transformational research resources. What do I mean by this? Bumper videos. So when people walk into your session, there's not dead air. There's literal videos that are called bumper videos where they can, you know, see, and the topic will be served up in a fresh way that gets their mind thinking on the topic. We have object lessons, slides, handouts, workbooks, leader guides. It's crazy. Every single thing that I've created, I'm giving to you and saying, here, here's a business in a box. Now take it and make it your own. It's crazy. Marketing tools. I'm talking about digital downloads, which are customizable for your own event. Templates. Promotional partnership. What does this mean? We list you and your bio on our site. And we tell people, go hire these people. These are our approved speakers, coaches, and trainers. Here they are. I'm not worried about, quote, being competitive and I only, you know, I'm the only Your Secret Name certified speaker out there. I promote you. We even give you an email. So it's like your name at yoursecretname.com. I mean, it's fantastic. Again, I do not know of another system out there that is as versatile, as effective as the Igniting Souls teams. And then a global community, lifetime access to the Igniting Souls tribe, where we are now connected together in a synergistic way. And many of you who are part of that, you know the value of that community. Here's the point. I want you to seriously consider, just as I did in 2011 and now in 2017, I do what I love full time. I want you to get the fastest, shortest, most inexpensive, straight, direct path to creating a killer coaching business as a side hustle. And I don't know of any other way than the way we've created. So again, let me just recap. Igniting Souls team. We certify people on three different. Some people say right out of the gate, Kerry, I want to be certified on all three. Fantastic. We give people a fantastic deal where we say, look, we understand you want to do all three. Fantastic. If you do that all at the same time, we'll create that. We even have a payment plan option. When you see the investment for this, you're going to be blown away, because I don't know of any other thing in the world that puts the cookies at the bottom shelf and says, if you got a passion and you share our values and you're hungry and you got a desire, we're going to show you how to make it happen. So this is Kerry Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. And if this is something you want to do and you delay and you wait and you think about it before you fill out an application, I'm just going to say you're going to miss out. We do have way more applicants than we have spots available. Why? Why do we put a cap on the amount of people who can be teammates? Because we don't want the biggest. We don't. We are not into creating big, big, big. This is the same thing I do with Author Academy Elite. I don't want the biggest publishing business in the world. You sacrifice so much when you're the biggest. Do I want the most impactful? Absolutely. And therefore, we always control our growth through strategic selection. Hey, I follow my favorite teacher in the world, and he chose 12, okay? And he was very selective, and then he chose a few more, and then he chose a few more, right? The 72, and then there were, you know, then it grew to the 500 witnesses. Here's the point. We want to create a killer culture first. You don't do that by just opening the big floodgates and saying anyone come in who will. You got to be selective. And I'm convinced that you're on this for a reason. We are not having this chat by accident. So your first step is go to carryoverrunner.com. Excited to see your application. And I hope that this coach's framework that I gave today was helpful to you. We'll see you very soon.